You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Shabbat Shalom complained to Ribbono Shel Olam that he's not able to speak to Pharaoh. Why? He claimed that he's Aral Sefatayim. What is Aral means? Aral. Like Orla. We have Orla, the years of the Orla. Or Orlat Levavchem. It says that the time would come that Hashem will get rid of our Orla. Orla means closed. It is covered, closed. That's what the Orla means. So like say somebody that is Arel, that means he did not take whatever that is needed to be taken off. So Shabbat Shalom was claiming that let's say his throat is closed. He's not able to be, as the Persian have a term called salis. He's not able to speak clearly. How did that happen? Moshe?
Yes.
Why did he do such a thing?
Because they bring the full power, he's going to be sitting on your throne.
Oh, and Pharaoh listened to them?
Yes, they bring
the... How old was Moshe?
Very small.
How old?
3.
3 months?
3 years.
Years?
No. He couldn't even walk. He crawled to the...
Well, take 3 months. When Batya took her to the palace, so who was Moshe's grandfather? Who? No, grandfather. Paro. Paro was his grandfather. So he was holding his grandchild. Who was his grandchild?
Moshe Rabbeinu.
So now he threw his crown on the floor. So the advisor says, this is him, this is him. We told you, he didn't listen to us. This is the one that we warned you that is going to take your place. He's the Redeemer. So wow, this is a little kid. I say, hey, no, let's find out. So he threw on Yov, they suggested, you know, we have to make a experiment. You bring a tray of gold and tray of coal and see which one he takes. So they placed it in front of Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom. Which one he took?
The gold.
The gold?
No.
Yes.
No. He took it on. The
malach changed it.
I'm sorry? I asked you which one he took.
He was going to take the gold and Mahim Gabriel make him take the gold.
So he wanted to take the gold.
Yes.
So what happened?
So he put them on his mouth.
He took the gold finally.
Malach Gabriel came and pushed his hand. So which one he took?
The gold.
Gold? And then? Why? No, when you touch a coal, what happens?
You drop it.
No?
Yeah.
Obviously, especially if you're 3 months. Do you go near?
You can hold it for a second.
You can now hold it for a second.
But this doesn't happen because one drop of the milk from the...
You're going way too fast for us. trying to catch up. So, what happened?
He grabbed the coal
and then put it in his mouth.
He raised it.
So, let's say if you would take the coal, what would happen?
And they know he's the Redeemer.
So, what would they do to him?
Yeah.
What would they do?
Just give up.
That was it. So that means, what the advisor that warned Paro, that was, you know, exactly came through, and this is it.
Bilam said it, not Haran.
Sorry?
Bilam said it is the one.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, he was part of the other astrologers, yes. So now here, so Midrash brings actually why he has to put it in his mouth. I mean, if you pick up the call, even though go near it in that age, you pull back. So Midrash brings at the time that Batya took him out of the water, so now they try to nurse him. He would not take anybody's milk. But Midrash says, as interesting, that this matter is brought in the halachot, as we mentioned, like halav akum and so on. The one drop fell in the mouth of Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom. So now, to clean that drop from the system of Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom, that later on he has to speak with the Rabbeinu Shalom, so we need some hagalah. So now, actually, the whole process was not because of the advisors, not because of Paro, and not because of Bilam, because they had to do Hagalah.
Yes.
Yeah. So now, here, the Hagalah process took place, and then they cleaned up Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom system. So now, here is a very interesting point that Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom is going through such a pain. And here we see that for the rest of his life, he stayed like this. At the time that Hashem was trying to convince him to go talk to Paro, what did he say? What did he say? Yes, I'm not able to speak. So why didn't Hashem tell him, don't worry, I'm going to fix you right now? Hashem couldn't fix him?
Yes, of course.
Huh?
He didn't want the nation to say that like this guy satisfied people because he could talk well.
That's true. That's one of the reasons that actually he wanted to show Am Yisrael that it's not that I'm a good talker. It's because that Ribono Shel Olam actually put the word in my mouth. But the point of the matter here is, why? Or at Har Sinai, it's brought in the Gemara that everybody became well. That's why this hospital, you should never go around it, it's called Sidur Sinai. Why? Because at Har Sinai, everybody became well. So now they copied the name. So why? Moshe Abraham Shalom became well at Har Sinai or no? No?
No.
You sure?
Always remember what happened.
Remember what? What should he remember? What to remember?
The milk and the house of Paro and where it comes from.
Fine. So now you know, you remember. Why you have to go through this blemish the rest of your life? So here, listen carefully. You see, many times people that you don't know, you never met, you never hear about, say, ay, 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 you don't know what I go through. We hear people say that. Or maybe you heard, say, ay, 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 you don't know what I went through. Why do they say such a thing? Why? No, it's not a complaint. It's because they never expected it. Or maybe they say, you know, what should happen to me? What did I do? What did I do? Huh? Tell me, what did I do? We always wonder, what is my fault? Why? Why Hashem did such a thing? So now here we learn a very important lesson. The hand of Hashem could go right and could left, right? If you go to right, you would never be burned, right? But what would happen if it would take the gold? What would happen?
It wouldn't be around.
That's it. It would be the end of his life. So now he been left. So now he burned his hand and his mouth, right? And then he stayed alive. Yeah. Right? Yeah. You follow? Yeah. You doing tarot or?
No.
You understand? So now, here, don't forget, this is the choice you have in life. Either you go right, and then, you know, say, nothing happened. But the matter here is, you're risking your life. But if you go left, and you accept a little bit of Yisurin, so then you save
your life.
Your life, as easy it is.
You understand? It took me 1 week to understand it.
You follow what happened?
Yes.
You sure?
Every Yisurin Hashem put us through is for our own benefit.
No, that's not what it means. One more time. You can go easily, smoothly through your life and say, you know, I got it. I'm okay. But exactly it's the other way around. Moshe Abraham Shalom could have just grabbed the gold and then played with it. And then the next day, Hashem Rachem would happen to him. But here, when the Malach was sent, that pushed his hand to the other way, even though at that moment he felt such a... No. For that age, you know, such a unexpected, you know, circumstances. But that moment, he saved his life. His life went on. And that's how it is in life. A little bit of hardship that you go through, actually, that's a guarantee to go on smoothly. But if you pick the other way, so then, Hashem Yarachem. So that means this is a chesed from Ribbono Shel Olam. You know what it is? Gabriel has a lot of work to do. Go to China, go to North Korea, go to Iran, Yimach Shemo Mezichram.
Amen.
That's a lot of work. So now Hashem has to send a text to Gabriel. Go. Push Moshe's hand. And that's how he does with us constantly. Constantly. But you know, we say, no, I don't want to pick up the call. Why do I pick up the call? It burns. Baba John, he's going to save your life. No, I don't want it. I don't want it. So here we see what the Rachamim Ribbono Shel Olam has on us, that how he's trying to save our life. I want it easy. I don't want no headache. Leave me alone. But here we see a little bit of going through the hardship, how he can bring you such a long life. It's an interesting point. We see the first meaning that Moshe Abraham Shalom was complaining. He says, I can't. I'm not able to. So what was Hashem respond to Moshe? What did he say? He told them, Misampe, who makes somebody be able to speak? Or who becomes ilem, bar minan. What does ilem means? It's not able to speak. Or cheresh. What does cheresh means? He's not able to hear. Pireach. What does pireach means? Somebody that is able to see or hear. Iver. What does iver means? Iver. Is not able to see. Now, let's analyze this. Hashem says, who makes somebody to not be able to hear? Is that positive or negative? Somebody that is not hearing, is it positive or negative?
Negative.
The one that is not able to speak, positive or negative? The one that is not able to see, positive or negative?
Negative.
The one that is able to see and hear, positive or negative?
Positive.
You sure?
Yeah.
Does it make sense?
How could it be everything's negative and then you put a positive in there? Does it make sense?
You understand? You follow? Don't think now.
Why is that?
No, I didn't ask you why. Do you understand?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a very strange pasuk because He says, Ilev, Heresh, Iver, Pireach. I do everything. Why are you mixing up everything, you know, together? Because it doesn't make sense.
The hand.
John?
The hands are HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
He wants to say that everything is positive, even the one that looks bad for us.
The one that is, no, but Chas V'Shalom Bal Minan, not for any Yehudi, you know, not being able to hear, not being able to see, not being able to speak, that's, you know. To be smart, is it positive or negative?
Positive.
Yes? Positive! It's absolutely, it's not true. So now here, Baruch Sholom, he's saying, Moshe Baruch Shalom, you telling me what to do? You telling me what to do? You're becoming smart? I'm telling you to go save my nation. You're telling me I'm Aram Sefatayim, say my brother. Who told you to tell me what to do? And that's how it is in life. We, sometimes you feel we are too smart. I know what I'm, you know, I'm supposed to do. I know, you don't need to tell me what to do. And you even don't need to open your mouth because I'm a Navi. I know what exactly is going on in your head. So here in Baruch Shalom, we say, Shalom, Shalom, that to be Pikeach, to be smart, actually is a blemish. Just like somebody that is not able to see, to hear, to speak, to be smart, exactly the same way. Why? Because you feel that you know better than
God.
Yeah. And that applies to all of us. Every one of us, we know what to say, we know when to say, we know how to say, we know where to sit, when we know where to go, when we know when to come, we know what time to come, because I know everything. I know everything. You don't need to tell me. I don't need to be here to listen to this. And not only that, I can't tell you what to do. And that's why Baruch Sholom taught Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom. You want to be Pireach? You want to be smart? You want to, you know, tell me what to do or not to do? And that's what exactly you have to make a commitment, especially this very, very powerful month that we're going to celebrate tonight, Chodesh Shabbat. You have to leave everything to Baruch Olam. You have to accept that He's in charge. He knows what to do, and His task is much greater than our decision. And you see, Bezat Hashem, how the Geula is going to come. And you see, Bechodesh Malei Yeshuot, Bezat Hashem, Nekol Am Yisrael, and Beri.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.